بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي أمامة إياس بن ثعلبة الأنصاري الحارثي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: ذكر أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما عنده الدنيا. One day the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم أجمعين made mention of this world dunya in the presence of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا تسمعون إن البذاذة من الإيمان يعني التقحم. رواه أبو داود. So when Sahaba had been speaking about the dunya in the presence of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Do you not hear? In other words, listen attentively to what I'm going to say. And what did Rasulullah thereafter mention? Simplicity. Badada. Having a simple life is part of Iman. Simplicity is part of Iman. Rasulullah mentioned it twice. So imagine what dunya the Sahaba, who was so simple themselves, what dunya they may have been speaking about. And on that Rasulullah immediately drew their attention to the fact that this dunya is not something that we should become consumed with. Our life should be a life of simplicity. Otherwise, extravagance will sometimes, it may lead to arrogance and pride, and it can divert a person's attention away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he finds, he becomes lax in many aspects of deen. But simplicity generally takes a person more towards the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it brings him more closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, in this hadith again, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is drawing our attention to the fact that we should have a simple life, and simple life does not mean a person should be untidy, unkempt, filthy. No. A person should adopt cleanliness, yet he can still be simple. وعن أبي عبد الله جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال: بعثنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأمر علينا أبا عبيدة نتلقى عيرا لقريش. هذا جابر رضي الله عنه says Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم sent us out on an expedition in order to pursue a caravan of the Quraysh. وزودنا جرابا من تمر لم يجد لنا غيره. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم sent off, dispatched us suddenly, and he gave us provisions of a bag of dates. He could not find at that moment anything besides giving us some dates. So he sent us off with a bag of dates. فَكَانَ أَبُو عُبَيْدَ يُعْتِينَا تَمْرَةً تَمْرَةً. And he had made Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu anhu the Amir over this Jamaat. And he gave, Abu Ubaidah would give each one of us one date. Daily ration for the day was just one date. فَقِيلَ كِيفَ كُنْتُمْ تَصْنَعُونَ بِهَا. After some time, somebody asked him that, how did you manage having just one date as a meal for the entire day? قَالَ نَمَسُّهَا كَمَا يَمَسُّ السَّبِيِّ. He said, we would lick and suck on this date like how a child sucks on, drinks when child drinks milk and begins to sip the milk like that. This one date, we just didn't devour it. We ate bits and pieces of it, and then we would just lick and suck the date. ثُمَّ نَشْرَبُ عَلِيهَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ. And then we would drink some water over it. فَتَكْفِينَا يَوْمَنَا إِلَى اللَّيْلِ. It will suffice us for that day right till the night. وَكُنَّا نَضْرِبُ بِعِسِيِّنَا الْخَبَطِ ثُمَّ نَبُلُّهُ بِالْمَاءِ فَنَأْكُلُهُ. And then we would actually break off leaves from the tree, and we would boil that with the water, and we would eat this. Now imagine, this is what the Sahaba had on this expedition. قَالَ وَانْطَلَقْنَا عَلَى سَاحِلِ الْبَحْرِ. We were traveling on the coast. فَرُفِعَ لَنَا عَلَى سَاحِلِ الْبَحْرِ كَهِيئَةِ الْكَثِيبِ الضَّخْمِ. And suddenly we saw on the coast a huge type of, like something like a sand dune. فَأَتَيْنَاهُ. We went closer to it. فَإِذَا هِيَ دَابَّةٌ تُدْعَى الْعَنْبَرِ. And suddenly we realized it was a big animal or a fish known as عَنْبَرِ. فقال أبو عبيدة ميتة. أبو عبيدة first looked at it and he thought it was carrion, it wasn't permissible for them to eat. ثم قال لا, he said no, it is okay for us to eat it. He said بل نحن رسل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سبيل الله وقد أطريتم فكلوا. He said we are the Jamaat of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and we are in the path of Allah and you have been now compelled to eat, you've got no food to eat, therefore you can eat. فأقمنا عليه شهرا, this huge fish amber, he said we remained there at this place and we ate from this fish for 1 month. ونحن 300 we were 300 sahaba. So imagine the beginning, one date, one bag of dates for 300 sahaba. He says we were 300 sahaba and hatta saminna, we ate and we ate from this fish until we became healthy. ولقد رأيتنا نغترف من وقب عينه بالخلال الدهنة. He said, I can actually remember the time when we were there. We would scoop out jugs of oil from the socket, eye socket of this fish. We have oil there. So he said, we would take those jugs and we would scoop out oil. ونقطع منه الفدرة كثور أو كقدر ثور. And we would cut off chunks of meat the size of an ox or like an ox. ولقد أخذ منا أبو عبيدة 13 رجلا. To show how huge this fish was, he said, our Amir Abu Ubaida radiallahu ta'ala selected 13 men from amongst us. فَأَقْعَدَهُمْ فِي وَقْبِ عَيْنِهِ, and he made us stand in the eye socket of this fish. So huge was the eye socket. Can you imagine how big this fish was there? وَأَخَذَ ضِلَعًا مِنْ أَضْلَاعِهِ فَأَقَامَهَا. Then he took a bone of the rib, he took a rib of this animal, and فَأَقَامَهَا, he made it stand erect, he made the sahaba pick it up. ثُمَّ رَحَلَ أَعْظَمَ بَعِيرٍ. So like a bridge, some sahaba were holding one side, other on the other side, he made it stand up, and he made the camel, which was laden which had a saddle on it, and he made this biggest camel that they had amongst them go under this fish bone. فمر من تحتها وتزودنا من لحمه وشائق. He said we even had from this fish dried pieces of meat. فلما قدمنا المدينة, when we came to Medina, when we returned, أتينا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, we came to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فذكرنا ذلك له, we mentioned this to رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, this is what happened, we had no food and then we saw this fish and we ate from this fish. فقاله رزق أخرجه الله لكم, this was rosy provision that Allah took out for you. فهل معكم من لحمه شيء فتطعمونا. Do you have anything left that you can give us also? فأرسلنا إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم منه فأكله رواه مسلم. He said then we sent to رسول الله immediately and he also consumed from this fish that we had taken. And from this we can see, look at the sacrifice of Sahaba رضي الله عنهم أجمعين, eating leaves and they boiled and hardly anything to eat, just a date they had to suck for the entire day. And how Allah Ta'ala immediately sends such, that's not a normal fish or some normal food, a fish that is known as Ambar, and for 30 days they consume from it. It was so big and so huge. But in the beginning we understand again that the life of Sahaba was so simple. They didn't carry the amount of food that we carry when we go on journeys in Hajj and Umrah, and we take so much of things with us. Yes, Sahaba had bare minimum, but because they were sincere, their lives were simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nusrat came. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq ridha jamil amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.